أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the quake that will come at the time of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about two very important aspects. One is this, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The earth will throw out, it will vomit out, it will spew out all its wealth, and man will have absolutely no value attached to it whatsoever. In this world, gold has a value, silver has a value, platinum has value, but at that day there will be absolutely no value. What the value will be all about, that will be about a'mal. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about was that this very earth that we walk upon, we trample upon, this very earth that we call, we are the owners of, and we say that we can build upon it and we can irrigate the lands upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. It will speak out its own tale and give out its own tidings insofar as our a'mal is concerned, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will inspire it to talk. So that was as far as this dunya is concerned. Now moving directly from the dunya into the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَسْطُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا. On that day, men will come in different groups, men will emerge in different groups. What are these different groups about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about it in various ayahs. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا. That when man is resurrected, then how would he be resurrected? Those that went for Hajj may have a small glimpse of it all. That day we are classified by the countries we come from. The people from Asia, from South Asia, will be going to one side of Mina and one side of Arafat. The people of Africa, those who speak Arabic, will go on one side. The non-Arabic Africans like us go on to other sides, etc. But here on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not classify us by our nationality. We will be classified by our a'mal. One separation that will take place, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, will be between the sinners and the believers, the kuffar and the believers. They will be separated. And then people will be classified. Those that had good actions and good deeds, they will be then grouped according to the good deeds. Some examples. Some people have this very wonderful habit of performing abundant nafl salat. So they will be classified as one group and they will be grouped together. Another group may have the habit of making tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Kareem. So they will be put into one group. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will group all those that did good deeds and similarly ill deeds. Those who are thieves, they will come on one side and they will be grouped. Alcoholics will be grouped together. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا. That on that day, man will emerge in different and various groups. Why? لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. To see the actions. That will be now the day of consequence. That will be the day of either jaza from Allah, reward from Allah, or saza, recompense, and ill deeds will be also dealt with on that day. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one simple aspect of the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever practices an atom's bit of good, يَرَهُ, he will see it. What is the dharra? The dharra is a simple example. Some ulama have explained dharra to be a small little ant. And some say that the things that fly in the air, the dust that flies in the air when the sun comes through the window, those little things that we see, that little dirt that we see, that is regarded as dharra. And that much good we do, that much good we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرَهُ, man will see it on the day of Qiyamah. The reality is that that has absolutely no weight in the scales of this dunya. It has absolutely no value in this dunya. Who will value that dust? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even that little bit of deed a person carries out, he will see it And he will see the result of it. He will see the reward of it in the hereafter. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whoever carries out an atom's good of evil, he will also see it equally on the day of Qiyamah. Now with regards to this ayat, Ka'b al-Ahbar, who was one of the great learned scholars of the kitabs of the past, he says, when I read these two ayats of the Qur'an, I realized that in two ayats of the Qur'an, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the total revelation of Allah to the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam of the past. And that this is the reality. If you look at our whole life, this ayat sums up our entire life, whatever we do. Either we're going to be doing good or we're going to be doing ill and evil. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this very comprehensive ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summed up our entire life. Now when we look at this ayat, we learn the meaning, we understand it. But then the reality also needs to come into our hearts and into our minds. Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah, it has been narrated about him that whenever he would read this ayat, he would repeat it sometimes the entire night and he would cry. Because he understood the reality of it. The day on the day of Qiyamah, it is going to be a world of actions. It is going to be a world of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rather in this world, we try to attach value to our actions here whilst we here. The world and the things that we have of this world has its own value. It is precious in its own sense. We are in this world. It is a world of means and we will have to live. We will have to own things. We will have to work with things. We will have to earn and support. But that is as far as this world goes. The reality is this, that we are all heading towards the akhirat. And that is the actual value that we need to attach. And in the hadith, various ahadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown that there are various deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. In our eyes, it may seem to be very, very small. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are huge. And that is why we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ شَيْئًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ salatu wasalam. That we should not belittle any deed whatsoever. Sometimes a deed may seem to be very, very insignificant because it is absolutely easy for a person to embark on. So let us try and remind ourselves all the time that there is accountability in the hereafter and in this world we need to accumulate. So accumulate in this world for the hereafter so that accountability inshallah will become easy. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك